Today's Amud is Yevamos Nentesamin Aleph. We're holding on to Nchesamin Beis, three lines from the bottom, Nisarmelu Oy Nisgarshu. So the focus of today's Amud is really going to be two psukim that we just read this past Shabbos in Parshas Emor. The two psukim are in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Pasuk Yud Dalet. Could I just see the psukim inside before we begin? So the psukim say, starting with Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk is describing the halachis of a Kayin Gadol, and the Pasuk says that unlike a regular Kayin, it's not a Kayin Gadol, the Pasuk says about the Kayin Gadol, V'hu Isha B'Suleha Yikach. There's a special halacha. Now when it comes to a Kayin Gadol, he has to marry a Besula. He's not allowed to marry a Be'ula. Now exactly what's the definition of a Besula versus a Be'ula in the context of a Kayin Gadol, so that's going to be much of the discussion in the next Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara. But that's the halacha that the Torah says a Kayin Gadol, V'hu Isha B'Besuleha Yikach, he has to marry a woman that's a Besula. The next pasuk says, "Almana ugrusha v'chalala zayna es eila la yikach." He's not allowed to marry an almana or a grusha or a chalala. Even a regular kain can't marry a grusha or a chalala, a kain or a zayna. A kain gadol is not even allowed to marry an almana. An almana, a grusha, chalala, zayna es eila la yikach. These women, a kain gadol is not allowed to marry. Ki em besula me'am av yikach isha. He has to marry a besula. So different extra words in the pasukim defining different things. What exactly is included in Zayna. Those are going to be the things that are going to be discussed by the Gemara. The main thing now until the Mishnah that we're going to discuss is the Chiyuv and the Isra, really. It's an Isra Asay. A Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula. The obvious Diyuk is that he's not allowed to marry a Be'ula. It's an Isra Asay. An Isra Asay, which is we learned out from Vu Isha Besula Yikach, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Be'ula. Now, besides a lady who already had a Maisa Bia, so she's for sure going to be considered a Be'ula, there's going to be a machlaikis, whether or not every Bageras, every lady, the way we define a lady is until she's 12 years old, she's considered a Katana. Once she turns 12 years old, assuming she also has Shtei Cyrus, once she turns 12 years old, so then she becomes a Naira. She's a Naira for 6 months. And then once she turns 12 and a half, so then she's considered a Baigaras. Now a Baigaras, we'll see, it seems like she loses some of her Besulam. Some of the Besulam naturally go away by a Baigaras. And the Shaila is whether or not is a Kohen Gadol allowed to marry a Baigaras. It could be a Kohen Gadol has to dafka marry a Kitana or a Naira. He's not allowed to marry a Baigaras. We'll see more about that in the following Mishnah. There's interesting Balaturim actually on this pasuk in pasuk Yud Gimel. The Balaturim says that if you look at the word bivsuleha, so we're going to see the Gemara is actually going to darshan this, but there's two extra letters in the word bivsuleha. The Torah could have just said v'hu isha besula yikach, that you should marry an isha besula. Why does it say isha bivsuleha, the extra bays in the beginning and the extra yud towards the end, bivsuleha? So we're going to see the Gemara is going to darshan what we learn from the bays and the yud. But says the Balaturim, if you look at, so what are the two extra letters of the word bivsuleha? It's a yud and a beis. Yud and a beis is 12. The pasuk's coming to be meramis to us, v'hu isha bivsuleha yikach, that he has to marry a 12-year-old. He's not allowed to marry a baigeres. Gishmaka a remez from the Balaturim. Al kapanim, so now says the Gemara. So, Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked the Shaila from Shmuel. He asked him, what's the halacha in the following case? You have a Kohen Gadol shekideish as a katana. He married a lady, assuming that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Begeres. Assuming like the Shita, that the Begeres is considered a Be'ula already. So a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Begeres. What's the halacha if he does Erisin with a girl while she's still a katana? She was, let's say, 11 years old when he did Erisin with her. And then Ubagra Tachtov, and then they had a long engagement, And now already she's a Bagaras, she became a Bagaras Tachtav, so they didn't yet do Nisuin. Is he allowed to follow through now with the Nisuin? He did Erisin at a time when she was still not a Bagaras, but now she's a Bagaras. Mahu, what's the halacha? Basar Nisuin Azlinan, I Basar Erisin Azlinan. Do we go Basar Nisuin, or do we go Basar Erisin? Which is really, if you boil it down, the shaila is how to read the pasuk. When the pasuk says v'hu isha b'vesuleha yikach, that the kohen gadol has to be yikach, he has to marry a besula, what's yikach referring to? Is yikach mean erisin, or is yikach referring to nesuin? In general, in the Torah, we find yikach can mean different things. So what does yikach mean in this context? Is yikach referring to erisin, that he has to do erisin with the besula, which in this case he did, and once he did it already, he's allowed to follow through with the nesuin? Or does Zikach refer to Nisuin? And even if he already did Erisin with a katana, but if now she's a Bagaras, he's not allowed to do Nisuin. The Torah says that when he does Nisuin, he has to dafka do Nisuin with a Basula. So what's the halacha? Basar Nisuin Azlinan, I Basar Erisin Azlinan. That was the Shaila. So Amar Le, so Shmuel said back to Rav Chir Bar Yosef, the Tanisua, that Lechaira, we could learn out the halacha in this case from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah spoke about a case where, let's say, you have a grusha who marries a kayin, or an almana who marries a kayin gadol, so she's mishtameris l'biapsula. So machlekes whether or not she's kasha l'truma right now while she's mishtameris l'biapsula. But the Mishnah then said that if they hadn't yet, so that nisarmulu in niskarshu. Let's say the man dies. Let's say she becomes an almana, or the man divorces her, the kayin or the kayin gadol divorces her. So does she now become mutter and truma, or is she a chalala? So mina nesuin psulais. If they already did nesuin, they were ready, had a bia, so then of course she's going to be pasul, because now she's a chalala. However, mina erisin ksheirais. However, if she's nisarmuli nisgarshu from erisin, meaning they hadn't yet done nesuin, they hadn't yet done a bia, so then she's not going to be a chalala. So what do you see from here? That a woman only becomes a chalala b'shas the nesuin. You see, we go basar nesuin. We don't go basar erisin. If we went basar erisin, that the isser was already done by erisin, so then l'chayra, she should already be considered a chalala b'shas the erisin. You see from here that if they didn't yet do nesuin, she remains ksheira. It means that she's not a chalala. So clearly, the isser of the Torah, when it says yikach, it's talking about nesuin. It's not talking about Erisin, to which the Gemara says, Amar Lei, he said back to Shmuel, that no, that's not a raya, because that's talking about whether or not she becomes a chalala. L'shav yechalala loikem yibayli, debiyahi demishav yechalala. I know that when it comes to being a chalala, so that requires not just the Kedusha, and that doesn't require an Erisin, that requires a Maisa Bia. That's nothing to do with even Be'etzim with the Shem Nesuin. That has to do with a Maisa Bia. It's the Bia that makes her into a chalala. So that was never a Shaila by me. Of course, we're going to go Basar whenever the Bia took place. I want to know the pasuk when it says v'hu isha b'besuleha yikach, that the kohen gadol has to marry a besula. My, what's the yikach referring to? Kicha de kedushin b'inan, or kicha de nesuin b'inan? Does it suffice that he was yikach the kedushin a besula, or does even the nesuin have to be done with a besula? That's my shaila. So Amar Lei, so Shmuel responded that Hanami Tanisua. Then I can bring you a raya to that as well. Because the Mishnah says that Eras Esahal Mana, let's say you have a case where a Kayin Gadol, well not a Kayin Gadol, a Kayin. A Kayin does Erisin with an Amana. A Kayin's allowed to marry an Amana. So a Kayin gets engaged to an Amana. Everything's great. And then, v'nismana li'ais kayin gadol. They tell the kayin, we actually want to promote you. We want to make you the kayin gadol. In the meantime, he's engaged. He did erisin with an almana. He's aimed to marry now this almana, but now he just became the kayin gadol. A kayin gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. Is this kayin gadol allowed to marry this almana? Says the Mishnah Yichna, he said, yes, he's allowed to go ahead with the nesuin. He's allowed to go ahead and marry her. So what do you see? It must be that the isser for a kayin to marry an almana, when the Torah says that it's asr for a kayin gadol to marry an almana, it's referring to the erisin, which in this case he didn't do anything wrong because he was only a kayin at the shas erisin. But there's nothing wrong with doing the nisuin with an almana. And hence the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to follow through and do the nisuin with this almana. So you see that we go that the Isra of the Torah is referring to Erisin. In which case, the case of the lady, of the girl, who is Bagra, Tachtov, it's going to be mutter for the Kohen Gadol to be Machneser, to do nisuin. Because since he did Erisin at a time that she was a Katana, so that was mutter. And the fact that now she's a Bagaris, it's that doesn't shtar us, because the Isra was said about Erisin. The Isser was not said about Nisuan, to which the Gemara says, and no, that's not a Raya. You can't bring a Raya from the din of Almana to the din of Abaygeres, to the din of Besula, right? It's two different psukim. Yud Gimel was about V'u'isha b'besuleha yikach. That's where we know that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Be'ula. He's not allowed to marry a Abaygeres. It's the next pasuk that says, Almana u'grusha v'chalala zaynes elu yikach. That's talking about the Isser to marry an Almana. So when it comes to the Isser to marry an Almana, so that's going to be Talay in Erisin. But it could be when it comes to a Besula, so that's going to be Tali in the Suin. Why would it be different? Because Shani Hasam Dichsev Yikach Isha. Over there, by an Almana, we have a Reboy. It says, Almana Grusha V'chalala Zaynes Eilu Lo Yikach, Ki in Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha. It's these extra words, Yikach Isha, it's coming to be Marba, that he is allowed to marry her. What's he allowed to marry? Even though she's an Almana now, because he became a Kohen Gadol. He became a Kohen Gadol after the Erisin, even though now she's an Almana. The Torah is coming to tell us that Yikach Isha, that he's allowed to marry her, since the Erisin was done beheter. The Erisin was done at the time that he was just a Kohen, so he's allowed to follow through with the Nisuin, even though now he's the Kohen Gadol and she's an Almana. He's allowed to follow through with the Nisuin. That's what we learn now from the extra word Isha, Yikach Isha. It teaches us this drasha. So says the Gemara, fract the Gemara, then Hachanami Ksev Isha, by the Isra of Besula, of Beula, there also it says, Vehu Isha beVesula HaYikach. There also there's the extra word Isha. Machlokes Rishonim exactly how to learn the Shakavatar of the Gemara. This is the way the Meiri learns the Gemara. So Hachanami Ksev Isha, here also by Besula, it has the extra word Isha. So here also we should be Marbe, that he's allowed to marry this woman who is Bagra Tachtav. So says the Gemara, no, that Isha is for a different drasha. That Isha is coming to teach us achas v'lo shtayim, that the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to have one wife, and he's not allowed to have two wives. That's what we learned that Isha from. So fract the Gemara, umar rais. Maybe the Isha from the next pasuk, from the pasuk of Almana, that should be to teach us achas v'lo shtayim, and this Isha should tell us that if it's bagra tachtav, that he's allowed to marry her, he's allowed to do the nesuin. How do you know to darshan it the other way? How do you know to be more makel about the Isra of Almana than the Isra of Besula? So says the Gemara, it makes more sense to be makel by Almana, because ha ishtani gufa, v'ha la ishtani gufa. By a Be'ula, by a Geras. So her body changes. We say that she loses some of her besulim when she becomes a bageras. So since her body changes, it makes sense to be more machmer over there, that then she's going to turn into being usher to him. However, by the almana, since nothing changed by her, so it makes sense to be more meiko, because he already did erisin. Nothing be'etzem changed. It's just that now he became the Kohen Gadol. But nothing be'etzem changed in the actual guf of the person, so it makes more sense to be meiko in the case of the almana with the Kohen who became Kohen Gadol, than to be meiko by the case of the Kohen Gadol who married the Katana, who was then Bagra Tachtav. That's the answer of the Gemara. Now says the Mishnah Vayter, discussing again the women that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry, says the Mishnah that Kohen Gadol la Yisa Almana, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. So Mahedian the Pasuk, says the Mishnah, he can't marry an Almana, Bein Almana min Erisin, Bein Almana min Anisuin. The Mishnah adds that when you learn Shnei Mikra, you might not have realized this, it just says a Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana. Says the Mishnah, I don't care why she's an Almana, how she became an Almana. When did her previous husband die? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if all she had done was Erisin in the past. It doesn't matter if she had done Nisuin in the past. Whatever type of Almana she is, so the halacha is that she's not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. V'lo yisas habageras, and also says the Tanakama, who we'll see in the Gemara is really Rameyer, says Rameyer that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a bageras. A bageras doesn't have fully her besulim, and therefore a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a bageras. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, machshirim be bageras. They say that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a bageras, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly what they're arguing about. They're arguing how to dash in the Torah, but that's a machlekes. Rameyer says that he's not allowed to marry a bageras. Baigaras, and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a Baigaras. V'lo yisas muchas eitz, and he's not allowed to marry, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a woman who lost her besulem in a natural way, not through a ma'isa bia. She got injured and she lost her besulem. Such a lady is considered like a ba'ula. Even though it didn't come from a ma'isa bia, she's still considered a ba'ula, and a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. That's also something we'll see in the Hemshech and the Gemara, really on tomorrow's Amud. So says the Gemara now, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that almanu la yikach, when the Torah says, almanu la yikach, it means, bein almanu min erisin, bein almanu min anisuin. Exactly like it's mefarshin our Mishnah, that when the Torah says, Almana la yikach, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, so it's true whether she's an almana from Erisin or an almana from Nisuin. Even if she's just an almana from Erisin, even if her first husband died before they ever even got a chance to do Nisuin, still she's considered an almana, and the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. So says the Gemara, Pshita, of course, why would I differentiate? Mamaisa, she's an almana. Who cares if she's an almana from Erisin or she's an almana from Nisuin? She still has a shame almana. Of course she's included in the parish of almana. Why do I need the braisa to darshan that even if she's just an almana from Erisin, she's still usher to the Kohen Gadol? Of course she's an almana. Says the Gemara, because Ma'u de Tema, I might have thought to say that Yelif almana almana mitamar. That there's another place in the Torah where we find almana being used, and that's by the parish of Tamar with Yud and Tamar, where over there Malahalam in Anisuin, Tamar was an almana, she was an almana in Anisuin, so Afkam in Anisuin. So maybe we should darshan almana almana and say that when the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol cannot marry an almana, it refers to the same type of almana that's discussed early in the Torah by Tamar, an almana min anisuin. Kamash Malan, they know that almana in the Torah says the Braisa, that almana is referring bein la almana min anisuin, or even an almana just from Erisin. Well, says the Gemara, Ve'machanami, why taka don't we learn out from Tamar? Why don't we say that when the Torah says almana, it means the same thing that it did by Tamar? It means an almana min anisuin. How do you know that even an almana min erisin is asher to a Kohen Gadol? So says the Gemara, because dumya de grusha, because the Torah places the isra of a Kohen Gadol marrying an almana next to the isra of a grusha. Almana u grusha v'chalal zaynes es elu la yikach. It says almana next to grusha, so we darshan that the isurim are similar. Ma grusha beimin anesuim beimin aerisin. Just like it's pashut, there's no reason to be mechalik. So just like it's pashut that when it comes to the isra of a grusha to a kayin or a kayin gadol, the isra is whether she's a grusha min anisuin or even if she's a grusha from erisin, because we have no reason to differentiate. So afamana be min an erisin and be min anisuin. So we dash from there. We learn out from a grusha that it's the same thing when it comes to an almana. The isra for a kayin gadol to marry an almana is whether she's an almana from nisuin or even if she's just an almana from Erisin. Then the Mishnah recorded a machlaikis about whether or not the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a bagaras. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says, "V'hu isha bebesuleha yikach." So there's this extra bays in the front of the word, an extra yud towards the end, like we pointed out before from the Balatura. So says the Braisa. It says, "V'hu isha bebesuleha yikach." So that's prat lebagaras. Shekalula. Besuleha, Difur Emeir. We learn out from there that the Kohen Gadol, he has to marry a Besula, he's not allowed to marry a Baigaras, because a Baigaras is Kalula Besuleha, she partially loses out on her Besulem, and therefore a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. The Gemara will explain the Drasha shortly, but that's her Meir's Drasha, Difur Emeir. Whereas, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Machshirim Bebaigaras, they say that no, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a Baigaras. Now says the Gemara, "Maika miflugi." What exactly is the machlekes? So says the Gemara, they argue about how to darshan the pasuk. Rav Meir savar besula afilu miksas besula mashma. That the Torah could have just said besula without the beis, without the extra yod, besula, that he has to marry an isha besula. And what would that be mashma? The word besula itself says Rav Meir that that's mashma afilu miksas besula mashma. It's mashma even if she just has miksas besulam, even if she's missing some, even if she only has some of her besulam, that's included in what the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry. V'hu isha besula yikach. I would have thought that that meant that he could marry a woman who's a baigaras, even though she only has miksas besulam. I would have said it's mutter for him to marry a baigaras.
Kamash won the Torah that no, Besuleha, the extra yod, we darse her from there, ad diika kol ha-besulem. That she has to have all of her besulem, and the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a baigeres. And then from the extra bays, a bivsuleha, so from there, says her mayor, we darshan bikidarka in shalai kidarka loy. That she only becomes a ba'ula if she had a bia that was a bia kidarka. But if she had a bia that was shalai kidarka, so she remains with a shame besula, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry her. That's the way her mayor darshan's the psukim. Whereas, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, then no. The opposite, that if the Torah would have just used the word besula, that the Kohen Gadol has to marry a besula, I would have said that that's besula shleima mashma. That's mashma. He has to marry someone who's completely a besula. She has to be a full besula. A begeres would be puzzle. Kamash mulan besuleha, the extra yod, that's coming to teach us that not like that. Vafilu mixas besulem. That even if she only has mixas besulem, even if she's a begeres, so she's kshera to the Kohen Gadol. So mamish the opposite. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Darshan from this extra yod that teaches us that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a woman who has mixas besulem. He's allowed to marry a begeres. And then the extra bays, a bivsuleha, teaches us at you kol bivsuleha kayamin. It has to be loved afka kol, but it has to be that her bivsulem are kayin bein bekedarka bein shalei kedarka. Through any sort of bia, any type of bia is going to pass on her. Even a bia shalei kedarka, that's going to give her the status of a beula, and she's going to become asa to a kohen gadol, which is going to be discussed in the hemshich of the Gemara.